Welcome to Confessions of a Fitness Manager.
This podcast is meant for group fitness managers, fitness supervisors, fitness directors, coordinators, and everything in between. Basically, if you oversee a team of fitness professionals, this podcast is for you. It's part venting, part storytelling, and part practical tactical tips and useful information by two women who have a history overseeing large fitness teams and know how much it means to not feel alone.
Fresh episodes will be released anywhere you can access podcasts on the last Friday of every month, or before you slam the laptop until Monday, or on Saturdays when your yoga instructor calls in sick. We'll be talking about secrets, strategies, and struggles to hiring and leading fitness teams. Pour yourself a tasty beverage and come with us on this adventure. Cheers, Stacey.
Cheers. What are you drinking, Jessica?
I am drinking a Pinot Noir. What are you drinking today, Stacey?
I am drinking a Malbec, probably on sale, don't know the brand, Malbec.
Sounds delicious.
It's very delicious. So we are coming to you today, not just to talk about wine, actually talk very little about wine, but pour yourself a tasty beverage is kind of our tagline, as you may have heard in the intro. My name is Stacey. This is Jessica. We've started this Confessions of a Group Fitness Manager podcast together, and we just wanted to share more about who we are, how we got to know each other, why we may have some valuable things to share with you, as well as some funny and sometimes maybe stressful stories to share with you over the next episodes we have planned. But this first one is really just an introduction of ourselves. So I'll let Jessica go first and share more about herself, and maybe I'll be happy or maybe not so happy in how she introduces how she met me. We'll see.
Well, hi, everyone. My name is Jessica Rogers. I'm originally from Chicago, and I met Stacey, it was many years ago now. It feels like a very long time ago, but probably, like, I will say maybe 8 years. I'm going to go with 8 years. And I met Stacey originally at a workshop, I believe. That was the first time we met. We met at a workshop in Seattle. Stacey is from Washington State, and I was living in the area at the time. We met at a workshop, connected, and eventually Stacey brought me in to the health club that she was managing for a bar audition. So that's kind of how Stacey and I got to know each other. And I taught with Stacey, under Stacey, for a few years, and I was one of those awesome group fitness instructors that taught everything under the sun and taught about 20 classes a week until one day, you guessed it, I got a pretty nasty injury. I dislocated two ribs from my spine, and that was pretty much my body's way of telling me that you can't do these classes anymore. So right when that happened, I informed Stacey that I needed to pull back a little. And I remember finishing up this class, and Stacey came up to me and said, "This is great news because I'm actually looking for a group fitness supervisor." So we got the ball rolling on that, and I joined the group fitness department in a managing role at this luxury health club in Seattle. And then we worked together running the group fitness team for a few years, and then the pandemic hit and everything just stopped. So from there, it became kind of clear that I wasn't going to get my dream job back. So I decided it was time for me to head back home to be with my family. So I moved back to Chicago. And from there, I have been managing, I've been the fitness director of personal trainers, small group trainers at a health club in Chicago. So that's kind of my story. I still teach just about everything under the sun, but a lot less frequently. So I oversee personal trainers, small group trainers, private yoga, and private Pilates instructors. And I think that's about it.
I love it. You did such a good job. Yeah, explaining kind of how we met. And really, I have to say really fast, I'm so glad you mentioned how I came in and like swooped you up after you taught. I think you were teaching a bar class.
I was teaching an abs class. I was teaching a Friday night abs class.
I remember going in and just having all of this in my head, like ready to ask you what I was going to say. What was she going to be okay with this? Was she going to be even interested? I really had no idea, but the reason I really, I think, was excited about the opportunity of possibly having Jessica be a supervisor of group fitness was that, and I think something we eventually really started to understand together was that we were both so on the same page. Like, we borderline read each other's minds, which I'm so sure true. A lot of group fitness managers wish existed, because there's decisions you have to make about instructors, about hiring, about budget that you need to lean on someone else for. And you can lean on your team, but there was something special about having Jessica, honestly, in the office. So when some confrontation happened in the office, she was there as a witness. There were many times that happened. And then afterwards, I could just tell her, was I being crazy? And she'd be like, no, you weren't being crazy. And here's why. So that was huge. I can't even tell you how huge that was.
About the time. Stacey, tell us a little bit about you now.
So my turn. Yes, I guess. So I oversaw. It is funny because I actually was almost going to email you right before this and go, how long have we known each other and how long did we manage together? I couldn't remember.
A long time.
Exactly. And time matters. But honestly, what I was recognizing was we did so much together in the amount of time we were together.
So true.
That I think was what the value was. So as she mentioned, now she's overseeing a team of a combination of group fitness instructors / personal trainers / Pilates teachers. And we were doing the same thing at the Luxury Health Club in Seattle. We were overseeing Pilates teachers teaching privates and teaching group classes. And then evolving from there, there were some of them were even personal trainers. So wearing many hats. We did a yoga retreat, multiple yoga retreats. We did big events with like crazy themes and vendors. And we had the experience that we got to do all of that together. We even did this really cool thing, which I'm sure we'll talk about more on the podcast, was a studio showcase where it was so much fun. Like the energy
best events.
So fun. So we created all of this. We implemented all of those things for the first time at that club. And I see it in the industry as so much opportunity now. So I, during the pandemic, Jessica went and flew off to Chicago with her dog and was like, actually probably drove there. Off to Chicago. Meanwhile, I was like, no, like the most important person that I need in this office has traveled now across the country. But we've stayed close in touch. And since that Luxury Health Club, I've gone into my own consulting role. So I consult for various health clubs, boutique fitness studios. My experience at the Luxury Health Club we worked with has brought me to also being able to lead a team remotely. So the company I work with the most now is a team of instructors that are across the country that help provide experiences, fitness related experiences in apartment communities. So it's been really a learning lesson for me, and hopefully I can share more on this podcast about the learning lesson and then maybe vent about a couple of wonderful experiences working with instructors who are across the country and having to lead them when there's not as many strings attached because they really feel like they can get away with a lot more. So that's something I'm learning through that experience. And that's about it. And then, yeah, presenting, writing, social media, all the things that I do every day. Still in Seattle.
You really do it all.
There's a lot of things. And then I just wanted to do another podcast. So why not? I do have another podcast called the Fitness Report. So maybe check that out. But this is, I think, a lot more fun, actually, to be honest. This podcast will be a lot more fun.
I mean, this is essentially Stacey and I, as Stacey mentioned, we stayed in pretty close contact, but it's constantly, I feel like almost on a like daily or every other daily basis, I am calling Stacey, leaving her messages. And I'm like, this is what happened. I just have to vent to someone because no one understands, or this is how I'm handling this. Does this make sense to you? Or am I just going crazy? And I feel like it's so important to have someone to be in your corner, because I feel like as fitness managers, we're kind of sometimes alone. Like, we have our senior management team who oversees us and makes all the decisions, but sometimes it can be really lonely because they don't necessarily have our team's best interest in mind. So it's been really helpful to like just have someone to be like, Stacey, I just pour yourself a drink and listen to me vent for the next 10 minutes. And this is just essentially those conversations just being recorded so everyone else can get a laugh at what we've been
exactly. Yeah, that's really the purpose. I'm glad you brought that in, because the purpose of this podcast is meant to, in our, you know, we have had success in our roles as leaders we have some strategies, we have some techniques, but it's also meant to be a place where you can listen and feel this, that one feeling that only really another person who's in that role you do every day and care about so much. That's another reason why Jessica was such a great person to choose to work with as a leader. I knew how much passion she had for leading a team and succeeding. I think filling classes, also prioritizing what's most important about the experience of a group fitness class, I think sometimes that gets lost. So there may be things we talk about that you don't agree with. There may be things that you really agree with, but hopefully, again, like Jessica said, it's kind of a sounding board for group fitness managers where you can listen and go, oh my gosh, these ladies get it. I understand where they're coming from. I've had that same experience. And then feel free to reach out to us via social media, YouTube, podcast. I don't know if we are learning the whole podcast thing. So maybe there's comments
or whatever that is.
Yeah. Wherever you need to reach us, we'll try to stay on top of it and listen to your feedback and hopefully support you as well, because there is a lot of needed support. I think too, like Jessica said, there's the upper management team, there's your instructors you're helping oversee, and then there's the members. And sometimes it can feel like they're all on different pages and needing different things from you. And it's real overwhelming. So
it could be very overwhelming.
Yeah.
I feel like we've learned a lot over the past.
Yeah. And I think over the time that we've done it, and I can't imagine myself doing anything else really, we can help other people, you know, we can make sense of it all, because otherwise you can just go crazy, I think, in this role. And sometimes we lose great people in this role because it is so overwhelming. So hopefully
this
podcast will help you stick around in the industry. But we have more podcasts to come. We really just wanted to do this first episode as a brief introduction of who we are, why we care, why what we're planning on giving to all of you. And stay tuned for future episodes.